And that's why I personally believe starting episodes with Connie just finishing her radio show is the laziest way to start an episode ever.
Well, Kurt, as much as I appreciate the fact that you took the time to listen to every single Adventures in Odyssey episode ever just so you could participate in the podcast discussion today, I still think you're wrong, and you're stupid, and you're dumb, and Connie is the best character ever. Period. And there you have it. That's it for this edition of the Ceiling Fan Podcast. Join us next time when we reveal who my dad is completely off the air. Peace out. Whew, boy. Thanks again, Jim, for being on the podcast.
Wait, dude, we've been recording this whole time? I thought we were just having a friendly conversation about Odyssey. And also, I think you mean Kurt.
You know, I think it's really great how your ignorance can contribute to the candidness of this podcast.
No problem, dude.
Whoa, careful. Your hair, it's caught on the microphone.
Sorry, dude.
It's all right. It's just that's my favorite golden mic.
And this is my favorite golden hair. It's been getting caught in all kinds of stuff lately. I probably need to get a hairbrush or something.
All right, so before everybody's dismissed to go make coffee, it is the end of the year. So there are a few business things I'd like to get underway. First of all, can I get a report on the listenership of the podcast?
Probably yes.
Great. Also, can I get a pie chart on those numbers based on the different sites you've been uploading them to?
Uploading?
Actually, can you also get me a real pie? Maybe two pies, actually. One apple-filled and one Twinkie-filled. And also a Twinkie chart, if that's a real thing that exists.
Definitely. Before I get the coffee and pie and all that, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of for Christmas? Are we doing a cool, like, TCF Team Luau or what?
Oh, you mean like a party?
Totally, dude.
I guess I could fit something like that into the top of my annual Christmas script reading and my Odyssey Christmas episode marathon binge.
And maybe we could even do like a gift exchange or something.
Now, Kurt, you don't need to...
No, man, it's cool. I'd love to get you a gift.
Actually, what I was trying to say is you don't need to be asking for gifts. I mean, are you sure you've even been good enough for Santa to bring you anything this year? You know, you've been kind of lacking in the whole getting me coffee department.
Totally, man. I'm pretty sure I offended Santa at some point as a child anyways. He hasn't brought me anything in years.
Heh. Me too.
So, how about it? You want to do a little gift exchange? Just the TCF team, you know, you and me?
You do realize that Christmas Eve is tomorrow, right? You're gonna have to book it.
Tomorrow it is, man. See you then.
Hello and welcome to Papa Pop's Pawn Shop, biggest buyers of audio equipment here in Goldwater, Shawana. Our seasonal sales include... Oh, hey, Kurt. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yo, Aaron. Oh, nice delivery, by the way.
Thanks. It's been a little bit. How are you, man?
Yeah. Long see no time, though. I just dropped in to see if I could get a cool Christmas gift for someone really special.
Oh, someone special, eh? Like someone worth getting baptized for?
Huh?
Sorry, Amish thing.
Oh, you, Aaron, with all your Amish stuff. Gosh. So yeah, need a gift? All I've got here is this golden microphone. What do you got?
Oh, nice. If you want to use store credit, we can do something like $79.99, I think. As far as gifts in that price range, how about...
Whoa, look at that sick mic stand. It's like golden or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but I mean, you wouldn't really be able to...
It's like all shiny and stuff. Man, reminds me of my first surfboard. Rad. This brings back a lot of good vibes.
Yeah, but if you don't have a mic to put on it...
You're so right, man. And that's exactly what they used to call me when I was on that board. Mike. Wow. No, this is definitely the perfect thing.
Are you sure, man?
Definitely.
All right. Well, it costs pretty much just about what you're trading the mic in for, plus a few bucks, but I'm good for that. Let me just... You're all good to go, man.
Thanks, dude.
Merry Christmas, dude. Or happy holidays or whatever. I don't know what they want me to say here.
May the force be with you, too.
Hello, and welcome to Papa Pop's Pawn Shop, biggest buyers of audio equipment, hair and gold watches, and ships you want. Our seasonal sales include...
Hey,
sea salt, partially used Kleenex.
Aaron?
Oh, sorry. Oh, hi, Ethan. How's it going? We still recording a Christmas episode tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure, but Could you make sure you text Phil and make sure he arrives on time? You know Phil.
Cool.
So I need to buy this present for this gift exchange I'm doing with my intern.
Well, we've got lots of stuff here.
Here's the thing, I don't have any money.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Anything you can do for me?
Well, I mean, we can buy stuff. This is a pawn shop. You got anything you want to pawn off?
Like, what?
Gold or watches, hair, and what was that last one? Yeah.
Wait a second. Hair, you say? Come in.
Whoa. Hey, Ethan, this is your house?
Yeah, Kurt, you've been here before, like 100 times.
Huh. I guess it just looks different under all this snow. What? It's totally snowing everywhere, dude.
A white Christmas Eve. Thanks, Santa.
No problem, dude.
What?
So, are you ready for the gift exchange?
Oh, yeah. Well, we might as well get that out of the way before we start recording.
Totally, dude.
Did you bring your gift?
Yeah. Here.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know what happened. I took a nap yesterday and whammo, it's gone. Must have been something I ate or something. Kind of bummed, but who knows? Maybe it's a Christmas miracle in disguise.
Oh, yeah, certainly. That certainly explains it.
So you want to open them here, or the living room, or what?
Oh, yeah, here's fine, I guess. Oh, wow, Kurt. You shouldn't have.
Oh, really, dude? I'm sorry.
It's the perfect matching mic stand for my favorite mic. I'm gonna go try it out right now.
Totally, man.
What? Wait a second. Where is my favorite mic?
Oh, man, I forgot.
What?
I put it away in the case yesterday after we were done recording. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Wow, it fits perfectly in everything. That's awesome. Thanks, Kurt.
No problem, dude. You said you love that golden mic, so I ordered one just like it on Amazon same-day delivery so I'd have something truly valuable to trade in at the pawn shop. All the best stuff comes from pawn shops, am I right?
I think I'm gonna need some time alone with this bad boy before I record the script tonight.
For sure, dude. You wanna finish the exchange real quick, though?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. You're gonna love the gift that I got you. Just a second.
Sweet.
Here it is, right here. Here you go.
Whoa, that's an awesome shape for a gift to be in. I wonder what it is.
Well, open it and find out.
Radical. It could be anything, like a bomb, or new surf wax, or maybe an ironing board.
No, it's even better than that.
I don't know, man. I've always wanted an ironing board. Oh, man. For real?
You like it?
This is so cool. It says it's a hair...
It's a Harbinger 900 coffee grinder.
No way. It can grind coffee, too? I thought this was a plug-in heated cereal bowl. Man, I hate cold cereal.
Yeah, now you can make me coffee faster and fresher than ever before. And I think there's also some Twinkies down at the bottom. Those are for us to share, because I still had some money left over, but mainly for me to eat.
This is the best present ever, man.
What better gift is there to give than the gift of being able to make your boss better coffee?
Wow. Thanks, man.
All right, well, I'm gonna go try out my new gift, and if you want, you can go try out yours.
Sweet. Well, let me know when you're ready to start the show.
And just let me know when the coffee is ready.
Let's jump these long johns.
Hey, dear Santa, I know Kurt's really stunk at making coffee this year, and it's probably got him on the naughty list. Probably why nobody really likes him, but please, please help this new coffee grinder improve his coffee game, and also, and maybe, just maybe, that'll get you to put him on the nice list for next year.
This episode was written by Garrett Vandenberg and produced by Kevin McCreary for KMAP Studios. Sound design by Christopher Green of Green Stream Studio. Original music composed by Caleb Klimperens. Our cast included Kevin McCreary as Ethan Daniels and Garrett Vandenberg as Kurt and Aaron. And I'm Christopher Green. On behalf of the Ceiling Fan crew, have a very Merry Christmas.
I told you we'd be around.